SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Data baru dari Leukemia Foundation mengungkapkan bahwa 8% warga Australia akan didiagnosis mengidap salah satu jenis kanker darah dalam hidup mereka. Yayasan tersebut mengatakan sangat penting bagi warga Australia untuk mengetahui kondisi yang dapat berdampak pada siapapun ini. Berikut laporan selengkapnya. Rosanne Bricknell baru berusia 30 tahun ketika dokter memberitahu dirinya bahwa dia menderita limfoma Hodgkin stadium 3, sejenis kanker darah yang mempengaruhi sistem limfatik. Rosanne muda, bugar, dan bebas dari riwayat keluarga kanker. Rosanne tidak pernah mengira dirinya beresiko.
Oh man, well I definitely thought I was, you know, like there was no way I possibly thought I would ever get cancer.
Baru setelah dia memutuskan untuk menemui dokter umum karena beberapa hal yang menurutnya merupakan masalah kecil.
I first noticed like I had a tumor in my neck that was pretty big and that I noticed in April 2022 and I didn't get diagnosed until November. And I sort of ignored it. I just didn't think anything of it. I was really busy. I was finishing exams for my master's and then backpacking around Europe. So I didn't think much of it. And got back to Australia and thought, I'll probably check that out.
Di tengah perencanaan pernikahannya, Rosanne dirujuk ke dokter spesialis hematologi.
I remember getting sent off with my referral to the cancer center to see her and sitting in the waiting room of the cancer center thinking, oh, wow, this blood doctor, you know, must be convenient for her to see me here and thinking really sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry for all the people in this waiting room because I must be the only person who doesn't have cancer. And then I obviously went into the appointment and she told me that I did have cancer and I was so shocked. Which
kanker darah adalah salah satu kanker paling mematikan di Australia, merenggut sekitar 6.000 nyawa untuk setiap tahunnya. Penelitian baru dari Leukemia Foundation menunjukkan bahwa 1 dari 12 warga Australia akan terkena dampak langsung kanker darah. General Manager Kemitraan Kanker Darah untuk Yayasan Leukemia, Tim Murphy, mengatakan tingkat kanker darah di Australia meningkat sebesar 47% selama dekade terakhir.
There are about 140,000 Australians who are living with a blood cancer today, and we anticipate that will double by 2035. So that means that about 8% of all Australians will be diagnosed with a blood cancer at some stage in their life. And that means that today, that means that 1 in 12 Australians, in fact, will be affected by blood cancer. So it's a huge number of people.
Tim Murphy mengatakan kanker darah seperti leukemia dan limfoma Hodgkin paling umum terjadi pada orang berusia di atas 50 tahun. Namun menurutnya, kanker tersebut dapat dan memang berdampak pada orang-orang dari segala usia.
The blood cancers, because they are cancers of our blood and our immune system, and we all have blood and an immune system, they can affect at any point, they can occur at any point in time, from birth right through to your latter stages of your life. It is one of the great challenges of being human is that our blood system can in fact go awry, and when it does, it can become cancerous.
Meskipun ada perakiraan bahwa kanker darah berdampak pada sekitar 8% populasi, banyak warga Australia termasuk Rosanne yang hanya mengetahui sedikit tentang kondisi tersebut.
I didn't really know very much about blood cancer. obviously I knew about Delta Goodrum having had it and I had the same one as her. But otherwise, I just sort of knew about leukemia generally, but I didn't know how many different kinds of blood cancer there were and the different ways that they can present with symptoms or anything like that.
Satu dari tiga orang Australia yang didiagnosis mengidap kanker darah akan meninggal dalam waktu 5 tahun setelah menerima diagnosis. Peneliti kanker seperti Dr. Aswin Unikrishnan dari Universitas New South Wales mencoba menurunkan statistik tersebut menjadi nol. Sebagai kepala mekanisme molekuler di Laboratorium Leukemia, Dr. Unikrishnan mengatakan penelitiannya saat ini terfokus pada jenis kanker darah dengan tingkat kelangsungan hidup terendah.
So to give you an example, individuals over the age of 65 who get diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia typically only survive 12 to 15 months post initiation of the best forms of treatment that we have.
Laboratorium penelitian Dr. Unikrishnan telah menerima hibah $1 juta dari Yayasan Leukemia untuk mendanai penelitian pengobatan kanker darah yang lebih baik. Yayasan tersebut mengatakan bahwa selain mengurangi angka kematian di antara pasien kanker darah, yang penting juga meningkatkan kualitas hidup mereka yang mengidap kanker darah. Rosanne Bricknell mengatakan memiliki orang yang memastikan dirinya merasa nyaman membuat perbedaan terhadap hidupnya.
It changes everything. It was really, obviously it's pretty scary. Everyone makes it really nice. It's kind of this weird thing where chemotherapy, I think, is a very scary word and I was terrified when I went in. And it's actually a really nice environment in some ways. You sit there and you don't usually need a needle. Like I had a PICC line in my arm that had been installed by a surgery the previous week. So, and it's not until later that you feel sick. So it's chemo itself is quite a nice guided experience with all these kind nurses.
Setelah menjalani 4 putaran kemoterapi dan reaksi ekstrim terhadap obat kesuburan, Roxanne mengatakan bahwa efek pengobatan terhadap tubuhnya lebih buruk dari yang dia bayangkan.
Like I expected all the vomiting. I knew I would get tired and foggy headed, but I didn't realize that I would be on a massive dose of steroids and that would give me insomnia or that I'd be allergic to one of my drugs. And so every time I had that one, which they couldn't take out of the protocol, I would go to hospital for a week and I've still got scars all over my back from it. One of them is a neuroactive agent. So when they give it to you, you actually, the first time I had this really cool tingling sensation and I was like, oh, this is sort of fun actually. But then it would give me terrible, terrible pain in my cranial nerve and I wouldn't be able to swallow or talk for a week.
Dr. Unikrishnan mengatakan ada berbagai keterbatasan pada penelitian kanker dan pilihan pengobatannya untuk saat ini. Mengibaratkan hal ini seperti palu godam, dia mengatakan bahwa pendekatan pengobatan kanker saat ini adalah dengan mencoba membunuh setiap sel yang membelah dengan cepat dan memukul semuanya dengan harapan sel-sel kanker tersebut akan mati. Namun, seperti sel kanker, sel-sel rambut dan sel-sel yang melapisi usus kita misalnya, juga membelah dengan cepat. Itulah sebabnya banyak orang yang menjalani perawatan kemoterapi akan kehilangan rambutnya dan mengalami masalah usus. Dia mengatakan penelitiannya berupaya menciptakan pengobatan yang lebih tepat sasaran, mengurangi kerusakan yang terjadi pada bagian lain tubuh, dan DNA.
A smarter way to do this would be if you can find what's unique or different about the cancer cells, what makes them different from healthy blood stem cells, you can then leverage that difference to create something that is more targeted.
Laboratorium Dr. Unikrishnan mengerjakan proses molekuler yang disebut penyambungan RNA yang sederhananya berfungsi untuk mendeteksi dan mengedit berbagai jenis rangkaian protein di dalam gen. Apa yang mereka temukan adalah bahwa proses penyambungan RNA pada sel-sel leukemia serta pada sel-sel kanker lainnya telah diubah, namun berjalan normal pada sel-sel sehat lainnya.
There's a process specific to the leukemic cells that could potentially be therapeutically targeted. And that's the approach that we've been taking and the funding that we've received as well. Can we leverage this aberrant process of faulty RNA splicing that's happening within the leukemic stem cells? And can we develop drugs that specifically target this process and hopefully therefore specifically eliminate the leukemic cells whilst not affecting the healthy cells?
Jika berhasil, pengobatan yang menargetkan sel kanker secara langsung dapat membantu orang seperti Rosen kembali ke kehidupan seperti sedia kala.
I just can't do the same things I used to be able to do, and so you actually, like, there are physical signs like the hair and stuff, but I really miss the person I used to be and how energetic and fun she was and what she could do with her life. Because I can't do those things anymore.
Terlepas dari dampak kanker darah seumur hidup, Rosen dinyatakan dalam remisi lebih dari setahun yang lalu. Pernikahannya pun sedikit lebih lambat dari rencananya dan akan diadakan pada bulan Juni. Dia bilang dia beruntung. Laporan ini dirangkum oleh Sam Dover dan Sydney Leng dan disampaikan oleh Sridin untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.